The following lesson is for class 12, History, chapter, The Second World War. There is still a debate going on whether Nazi aggression or Anglo-French appeasement was responsible for the Second World War, 1939 to 1945. There is no doubt, however, that the aggressive policies of Germany, Italy, and Japan made the war more likely and worldwide in scope. Hitler followed a foreign policy to undo the unjust clauses of the Treaty of Versailles. Japan wanted a policy of expansion in China to improve her economy. The Depression of 1929-30 had affected her trade, and so she thought of capturing Manchuria, which was rich in coal, iron, gold, and timber. Japan had also entered into the 10-year military alliance with Germany and Italy. This alliance was directed against America. Japan also signed a non-aggression and neutrality pact with Soviet Union. The Fascist Party under Benito Mussolini announced that annexation of Fiume and Dalmatia was their aim. He also annexed Albania and finally Abyssinia. Italy had full admiration for Germany for her role during the Abyssinian conquest. Italy now came closer to Germany and made an understanding with Hitler. Thus was formed the Rome-Berlin Axis. So in the Second World War, Mussolini joined Germany and declared war on Britain and France in 1940. The capture of Abyssinia did not solve the problems of Italy. She had to face inflation during this war. After this incident, Hitler got a free hand in Austria. The policy of appeasement towards Italy strengthened her powers in Europe. France also became anxious for the friendship between Italy and Germany. Now, the goal to establish a new racial order in Europe drove Nazi foreign policy, which aimed to throw off restrictions of the Treaty of Versailles, incorporate territories with ethnic German population, form alliances, and during the war, to persuade other states to participate in the final solution. Thus, Germany followed a series of aggressive acts. Hitler withdrew from the League of Nations, signed a non-aggression pact with Poland, reacquired the Tsar territory through a plebiscite, openly rearmed, signed a naval pact with Great Britain, remilitarized the Rhineland, assisted General Franco in the Spanish Civil War, formed the Rome-Berlin Axis with Italy, and the Anti-Comintern Pact with Japan, annexed Austria, and demanded Czechoslovakia to surrender Sudetenland. With the Munich Pact of 1938, Sudetenland was ceded to Germany. He then planned to attack Poland. In May 1939, the Pact of Steel was signed with Mussolini. In August, a 10-year non-aggression pact was signed with the Soviet Union. Thus, so armed with these pacts and alliances, Hitler attacked Poland on September 1, 1939. Italy joined in 1940. World War II had begun.